Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Really available as it is today. And that's a big one because there's actually a lot of theories that you think are proofs of a globe Earth, but then as you really don't start seeing it until you start trying to prove them wrong. And when you start doing this research, what you realize is a lot of things that you took as proof and fact are actually theory. And that's big. And some you'll realize don't necessarily prove one way or the other, but it definitely raises questions. So, you know, went through the public school system. I went to college. I studied the sciences. I was really interested in figuring out how this world works. I'm a nature guy. Really into the environment. I went to college, I was in the pre-dental program, and I switched to environmental science. Took courses along the lines of chemistry, biology, physics, calculus. I'm no rocket scientist, but I have a pretty good understanding of how this world works. And pretty much how this all started for me was about a year and a half ago. I was a big member, or not necessarily a contributing member to the online marijuana growing forums, but I was on the forums, and that's kind of where I learned the ropes of it. I've been on there for a long time. And one of the people who was very influential and provided lots of scientific evidence, which I appreciated, towards the organic cultivation.
Was it Cheech Marin? Was Tommy Chong?
No, his name is okay. Team Microbe.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Team Microbe on the forum.
Okay, Team yep. Microbe.
Team.
Oh, Team yep. Microbe on the on the Reddit forum.
Yep. And then, so it took me a long time before I got a smartphone, but I got a smartphone, I got on Instagram, and I found him on Instagram.
Yeah.
His name was Plant and Prosper.
Ooh.
And he, you know, he was posting what I wanted him to post, was, which was beneficial scientific information around the cultivation of marijuana. And then all of a sudden he kind of took a turn where he started posting about conspiracy theories, and then he switched from conspiracy theories to just solely flat earth. And I was at a point where I was like, all right, well, this is ridiculous. I can't handle this anymore. He's gone off the deep end. And I was about to unfollow him. And before I did that, I started arguing with him. And during that process, I was like, well, if the earth is flat, why this? If the earth is flat, why this? If the earth is flat, why this? And what he told me, which is really what made me open my eyes, was, hey, man, I really don't want to be an a-hole, but you're coming across as ignorant. And that cut me deep because I didn't see myself as ignorant. But he said the literal definition of ignorance is speaking on something that you don't have the information on, or something that you haven't done the unbiased research into looking into.
So the show, basically.
Yeah. So he said what you need to do is you need to familiarize yourself with what the flat earthers are proposing, because it's not what we've been told about space and the solar system. It's something very different. It's not that what we've been told about the space and solar system and a flat disk in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
It's very, very different. And I got to say, from a physics standpoint, it makes sense.
Now, a texter says, very simply, please ask Tyler how you can fly to California, continue to Asia, and then come back to the East Coast, thus going around the world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Natalie, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say if you were in a big circular room, you can start in one location and head to your left, and as long as you're maintaining a certain distance from the center, you're going to end up where you started. And that's a big one with when you get into electromagnetism and magnetic north. If you take a flat earth and you have it on a disc, and you take a compass and it points to magnetic north, and you have it anywhere along that disc, it's going to constantly be pointing north. So if, according to that compass, you're heading west, you're following the compass, you're heading west, but it's sticking on north. So if you keep doing that, you're going to end up right back where you started.
A texter wants to know if you could explain the lunar eclipse that we just had, the blood moon that we just had.
The lunar eclipse is one part that I don't feel comfortable talking on because I don't, the information I've seen, it's not definitive, it's not scientific, and that's what, I don't want to do any injustice right now on the radio by misleading anyone. But one question I have is, if the lunar eclipse is when the Earth blocks the light from getting to the moon, why was it still red? Why were you still able to see it? It, all the light should have been blocked.
Yeah, yeah. I think, well, I'm just saying yeah because I'm the host of the show and you're in here.
We all know why you got out of the education system, Greg.
Yeah, he knew before anybody.
That's right, I knew before anybody.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be brainwashed by these intellectuals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Public school camps.
Yeah. Here's a 339 text. Does Tyler think that other planets are flat as well?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too, yeah. Actually.
What I think is, I think what we know of other planets is the information we get about it is heavily perverted. And, you know, you can look through a telescope and you can see the planets, but not in too much detail. And when you really look into the information that NASA provides, they admit to all their high detailed images from space being CGI composite of photos, artist renditions. That's a big red flag.
Do you think that you don't believe we've been to the moon, correct?
No.
Do you believe we've been to Mars?
No, we've never been outside the firmament. And if you take away the moon landing, it's kind of big because the moon landings are the only instances when humans have left our atmosphere. All the other things that have gone beyond the moon are just probes. And again, not proof, but it adds up.
Yeah.
You really start questioning your beliefs when you really dig into it. And that's, at the end of the day, that's ultimately what I'm trying to do here is, I'm not trying to convince you over the radio. I'm trying to put enough information out there where you can do the unbiased research yourself. And I'd like to remind you that true wisdom is being able to question your own beliefs in an unbiased way.
Here's a text that says, I can see the moon every night and it's round.
Yeah.
I see the sun every day and that's round.
That ties into my comment. So, like, we're not being mean, but, like, so... Like, if we see, like, come on, we're like friends now. So if we see like we've seen pictures of the solar system, whether it's like in school books or just like from NASA or whatever it is, like he's saying that he's not sure if other planets are flat. Like, they're clearly all one shape. So like they're not like, some planets aren't triangles, some planets aren't squares. Like, we know that they're all one shape, whether it's a circle or a sphere. Mm-hmm. Right. No. So we're debating if it's a circle or if it's a sphere.
Uh-huh.
First of all, as an American, I am insulted that he is saying we didn't go to the moon, but that's on a totally different topic.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like, I just think, I mean, I guess I don't look too much into it because to me it just doesn't even seem.
That's the problem.
Right. Yeah. But even what you're saying, like, even your like information, which I agree, like, you did do some great research and whatever, but I still firmly believe that A, we did go to the moon, and B, it is a sphere, not a circle. And like LB's been saying, like what happened? Like, so what? It just stops? Like,
yeah.
Like you just, like a giant waterfall, like you just go off into the universe.
There's, you get to a certain point when you do the research where you get in a little bit of theories, and there's a reason for that, and it's because the truth is being hidden from us.
Natalie works for Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I work for the Navy, the Department of Defense.
She works for the Navy. She may be
still
part,
government.
Probably
still.
A part
I
of
do
the
work
whole,
for the government.
Probably a part of the whole
I've
government.
Also never done drugs, which is maybe why we have different. It maybe alters your brain a little.
You know, Adderall counts as a
We could spend a whole
I've only done Advil in my whole entire life, or Tylenol.
Natalie probably sent here by the government to dispute as a distraction.
Your theory. It's
a plant. Controlled opposition.
Well, I feel for the admiral of the aircraft carrier, and you know they're full speed ahead, and they get to the edge of the earth, and he's like, "Full reverse, Trump, we need reverse. Get back it down."
Tyler, why has no one found the edge of the earth? A texter would like to know.
They have. Look up Admiral Byrd's exploration of Antarctica. It took about 9 years over a couple trips, and there's some very interesting things that our country did after those expeditions. And if you look up pictures of Antarctica, you'll see that they're all pictures of about 150 to 200 foot tall ice wall.
Right.
And that is it. That's the container. That is the edge.
Oh,
we don't know what's beyond Antarctica because it's being hidden.
So that's the edge of the Earth is in Antarctica, and it's just like an ice wall. That's how the Earth ends.
At least as far as we know, that is the edge. Because with the Antarctic explorations afterwards, they came back and created the Antarctic Treaty.
I'm a capitalist.
Okay,
I have a bit of a marketing mind. All I can think about is getting some of that ice from the end of the earth then bringing it back and making a drink that you could sell with ice from the end of the earth. Ice
wall. Geez.
Wait, but how is
now that
only
is
one...
some high quality H2O.
Nice obscure reference.
What, Natalie?
How is there only one edge of the earth then?
Oh,
like,
well, it's a circle.
No,
a circle.
I know, but just one okay.
This is
so
cracking
there should
me up,
be
by
like,
the way. Hurt.
How many edges are on a circle?
No, there should be like all around then. Should be just a giant edge all around. If it's a there can't be one. You can't be like, oh, Antarctica, that's the edge. Like, that would make it like some other shape that only has one edge. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm with you.
I don't understand what you're getting at.
You can't just be like, all right, this one specific spot is the edge. You'd have to say, okay, if we're at the edge, like, then clearly... If what you're
so
saying
so there's a whole circular
so
ice wall is what you're
go to
you're
that edge and then just go all the way around and there's edges everywhere.
Yeah, so this plays exactly into what I was saying before about how when I was being called ignorant for not familiarizing myself with the flat earth model, because what we know of Antarctica is very different from what the flat earthers propose about Antarctica. They propose that, and it actually ties in with the theory or the observation that water always finds its level. It's flat. And considering the Earth is 71% water.
And we haven't explored all of it yet.
We have to find water that curves. And yet every scientific experiment that has set out to find water that curves around the Earth has failed to do so. They haven't found any curve whatsoever.
Yeah.
So since water finds its level, it needs to be in a container. Antarctica provides that container. It's those huge ice walls. Captain Cook was set out to find an entrance to Antarctica in the 1700s by Britain. And he was one of the greatest explorers of all times, created some of the most accurate map systems of all time. And he took him 3 years to find an entrance to Antarctica. He estimated he started in one spot, came back to where he started, and he estimated he went about 60,000 miles. That's a pretty big number, because if you take the numbers that we're given about our globe, where they say the equator is about 25,000 miles in circumference, that would mean that Antarctica is anywhere between 10 and 15,000 miles in circumference. For that explorer, one of the greatest of all time, to be off by a factor between 4 and 6, that's pretty significant. Also, another explorer, Eris or Estes, I don't have it written down, but there's another explorer that was set out to do the same thing, and he estimated he went 69,000 miles.
Have you ever read any of the research done by the great explorer Captain Crunch?
Also, that was the 1700s. Yeah, about how far we've come since the 1700s. I don't know if we could trust like someone from that.
Well. Yeah. I mean, listen.
It's a debate. We're debating.
Yes, I think it's great.
It's interesting.
I think it's been great.
You can't be a hater.
I want to take care of those who want to win $1,000 cash with a $1,000 holler, and I want you two to stand by But let's do this right now here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Well, guys, I know that you guys have work to get to and all the rest of that stuff.
It's Friday, remember?
Oh yeah, it's Friday. You don't have any. Well, you guys can hang, but Tyler, you have to get to work, right?
Yep.
Very interesting. I don't know has Tyler changed anybody's mind in the studio? Shu, you're kind of a half flat earther anyway.
I'm leaning towards Tyler. You know what it is? It's the Antarctic Treaty, the firmament.
Agreement between 53 countries, right? Antarctic Treaty. That's pretty big. How many things do 53 countries agree on nowadays?
Not much.
And all the major powers of the world included in those countries, right?
That's what I was going to say.
And Antarctic Treaty prevents the exploration of Antarctica. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, yeah, you can book a trip to Antarctica, and that's true, but it's a very controlled trip. You can't explore it. They take you exactly where they want to take you.
You're saying you could book a trip to Antarctica. Like, you could just, could I not, does JetBlue go?
No.
Well, how are you going to know that you're there?
It's not as easy as booking a flight to California, but you can do it, and there's a very limited amount of trips that you can go on.
Now you're sounding. Really? So there's only X amount of people are allowed into Antarctica?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How else are they going to keep the sanctity of the edge?
You get intercepted by military forces if you try to explore Antarctica on your own. Same with the North Pole.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You get Russia. I mean, across the Bering Strait.
Yeah.
Russia's on one side.
I can see it from my backyard.
What are you, Sarah Palin over there?
I have a question.
If you go to Alaska, you can get on a twin otter and. Yeah. They'll fly in close.
Yes, Natalie.
Okay, I know you don't believe in climate change, but so clearly the ice caps are melting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to melt our...
Good point.
Melting, everything's going to drain
it's
off.
It's going to melt the wall, right?
Yeah, it's going to melt the wall. What happens when that...
Oh my God, that's a good point. Right? We wouldn't have flooding like they're saying we're going to have when all the ice caps melt because it'll just go right
go off the edge.
Yeah, go right off the edge.
Yeah, they're going to be dehydrated.
Or we could put some kind of a trench drain in.
Yeah.
Water levels out, so it'd just flood the planet.
If it's his theory, it would just go off the edge. But if it's other people's theory, then it would.
Well, just because the world's flat, you still have atmosphere that would hold everything together.
You mean gravity?
Do the clouds not go into space? I mean, we have an atmosphere.
Actually, you're right.
If you don't believe in gravity, just look what it's done to LB. Look at his body.
It's brutal.
Are those your knees?
Lots of inertia.
I will say this. on the point of the Earth is round, how come if we drive from Boston to Mexico, shouldn't if you measure where the altitude of where you are in Boston and you drive to Mexico, wouldn't you be curving down? And then when you get to Mexico...
You're making my head hurt.
No, I thought you were...
Well, no, it's...
LB's a round earther.
I'm talking about if the Earth is round.
Yeah.
So if I drive from the North Pole to the South Pole, you know, there's a curve. So the altitude should change all the time. But when you drive, it never changes.
Important question. Important question. What kind of restaurants...
I'm talking about driving straight.
What kind of restaurants are there in Antarctica? Do you have any information on that? That's
sushi.
Really important.
Sushi, penguin, and whale.
Is it possible that only 14,000 people visit Antarctica every year? That's what a texter is saying.
Down there?
Depending on your model of the
Earth?
They do have trips. You can go as environmental trips, things like
research.
That.
That's why Greg doesn't know anything about it.
And I believe the Red Hot Chili Peppers played down there a few years ago as part of a giant promotion.
Oh, they're CIA.
Or was it Metallica? CIA. It was Metallica who played.
I think it was Metallica.
You're saying Metallica is part of a CIA conspiracy?
Yes. Why is... a texter would like to know, if the Earth is flat, why is the government keeping that information from us? What benefit is there?
Right.
And then I got to get the Hill Mail and everything else.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that is ultimately what it's all about. It's about the lie. At the end of the day, the shape doesn't quite matter. It's about the lie. If you think about the two ways of being raised, being told the Earth is a globe versus the Earth is a flat, you're going to end up becoming two very different people. And essentially, long story short, the lie is to disconnect us from creation and spirituality in order to control us.
Okay.
And if you think about it, flat Earth, if you look at the model, It is a created system, intelligent design. You know, I'm not saying it's by some guy up in the clouds.
No, it could be aliens or...
It could be aliens, you know, it's intelligent design. And if you know enough about mathematics and you look at nature, it's hard to deny. You look at DNA, it's coded energy.
Area 51. Yeah. Government's never shown us the alien.
So it was created so that we wouldn't realize that we're living in a controlled, some kind of a controlled sim or whatever
what
that whatever it is.
Kind of. I think the media does a really good job at making the Matrix look really scary and fearful because the media operates on fear, because we all know emotions can control the way we think.
And eat.
And a lot of things.
That's for sure.
They harp on our emotions to get us to do things.
Yeah.
And with creation, there's if you grow up thinking that we live on a globe, we are a speck of dust in the universe, there's aliens out there, there's a million planets, there's as many galaxies as there are grains of sand on the beach, you're going to live your life in a pretty different way than growing up thinking that your world was created, you have purpose here, you're special. And basically, if you go down this rabbit hole of information, you're going to find these things. You're going to find out that humans have much more special abilities than we've been told.
You mean like the Avengers? Like special abilities
there's
like
a reason
Luke Cage
they
and Daredevil.
Do that, and because they play to our subconscious interests.
Very interesting. All right, well, what's the matter, Natalie? What,
just,
your head
like,
going to explode?
Stresses me out. Like.
stresses me out.
We should talk about a fun conspiracy, like if Megalodon still exists. That's fun because I love the ocean and sharks.
That's a good one. Maybe we'll do that one next week or the week after. All right. I want to thank both of you guys for coming in. You guys can hang. I know, Tyler, you got to go. Natalie, you going to hang for a little while? All right.
I just wanted to throw out a couple things for those people who want to do some further research on their own.
Oh, yeah.
They can check out the podcast afterwards or check it out on the website. Re-listen to the show. Go back and look up some of the things I'm talking about. Okay. Try to prove it wrong. If I'm going to provide some information right now, just tell you some things to look up and, you know, start that journey for you so that you can have intelligent conversations around this without just throwing ad hominem attack after ad hominem attack. And so I'm going to start with the flat earth. If you think you can prove the flat earth, you can get $10,000. There's something on Facebook called the $10,000 Baller Challenge. It's been going on for a few months now. And if you can provide irrefutable scientific evidence that we live on a globe, they'll hand you $10,000 cash.
Okay.
No.
All right.
This is just a collection unit from the government who actually controls Facebook to get the people who know the truth.
They want to know where the resistance is.
And then those people will disappear on their list, right?
That's it's a possibility,
okay.
To be honest. And then also on Facebook, if you want to really familiarize yourself with what they propose and you want to have intelligent conversations, there is a Facebook group called Official Flat Earth and Globe Discussion. They don't tolerate cursing. They don't tolerate name calling. It's solely for scientific purposes. This is a 130,000 person group. It's made up of, there's people, there's ex-NASA scientists, there's pilots, there's engineers, there's snipers, all disproving the quote unquote proofs that we've been given that we live on a globe. And it's pretty important.
Will you be going on the Flat Earth cruise?
No, it sounds awesome.
Imagine if the Flat Earth cruises to the end of the Earth and doesn't fall off. What are they gonna like? What are they gonna do?
God.
Like, what if they go on the Flat
Everyone
Earth cruise?
Everyone would probably jump off because they would just be like.
That's what they're planning for all those Facebook group followers. Put them on a ship and send them right over the edge. We don't know what you're
Free
talking
trip.
About.
SpaceX. And then one last thing on that,
just before
I go. I really want people to look into how their media is being manipulated. And when I say media, I mean everything. Everything that encompasses entertainment. Just to throw this fact out there, 90% of media, movies, TV shows, toys, comics, video games are owned by 6 conglomerates.
Really?
And if you don't think that those six conglomerates have an effect over the the information that you get on a daily basis. That's crazy. Yeah. And there's a lot of talk around fake news these days, you know, with Russia and elections and everything. And that's a total distraction from what they're actually trying to do. And the truth is the truth is coming out on the internet. They haven't figured out a way of controlling the internet yet. And while we still have a free internet, do some research, look up these things, and do yourself a favor and start looking for signs that you see on a daily basis. There is some really sick stuff that's being put on us from movies, TV shows, and everything. And just a couple things that you can Google and look up. Look up Council on Foreign Relations. Look up Project Mockingbird. Look up Bilderberg meetings. And I guarantee you, if you look up these things, you're gonna start seeing that there's something going on. Also, I reference symbolism a lot. There's symbolism hidden everywhere. Once you open your eyes to the symbolism that's in front of us, look up satanic symbolism in Hollywood. You're welcome.
Is Bezos a part of this whole thing?
You know he is.
He has to be.
Yeah. Follow the money. That's the easiest way to find out what's going on is follow the money.
All right.
Do the research. Unbiased research.
Mm. Tyler and Natalie, thank you. It's been that other Friday. Do we have time for Hill Mail? I think let's do it. Let's do it.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Danielle, what's going on? I didn't know if you wanted to come over later and, you know, shovel my sidewalk.
On WAAF.
All right, time now for the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 6:55 a.m.
Yes, hello. This is Ethel. This message is for Mr. Shu. I've been trying to get a hold of you, sweetheart, but you don't keep calling me back. And I'm really starting to get pissed off about it, you know? You know, I heard from Beatrice that you called her. What the hell's going on, Shu? Don't screw with me.
End of message.
Beatrice, yes.
Thursday, 7 a.m.
Greg, can we stop calling it Valentine's Day, Greg, and call it what it really is? Second Christmas, you know that. Mm-hmm. Don't disappoint her.
End of message. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Approaching.
Yep.
Get those reservations made.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and we'll be taking a trip with some of you who do not have anybody for the big day. So keep listening to learn how you can join us.
Thursday, 7:08 a.m.
I just wanted to thank everyone for coming to my dinner. The goat that you're eating, by the way, I actually started by stunning it in the head with a police baton, hitting it multiple times. Then I performed a double backflip and shot it midair with a rocket launcher.
End of message.
Oh. Zuckerberg, probably one of the six.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The gang of six.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, 7:10 a.m.
Stowe 911, what's your issue?
Hi, yeah. The light in my refrigerator is out. I need help immediately. We will send the Stowe SWAT over immediately.
End of message.
Stowe 50 on Thursdays.
Thursday, 7:12 a.m.
Wow, box of chocolates and some flowers, LB. Wow, I can remember when you used to use a bag of Quaaludes and a quart of tequila to, you know, impress a woman or, you know, full of Kavanaugh, I guess. You'll come a long way, kid. Proud of you.
End of message.
Not just a LB heads up for guys on Valentine's. Don't overdo it because whatever you do, it's got to be bigger next year.
Then
bigger than next year. Then bigger than next year. Yeah. Never go jewelry, man.
5:34 a.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. And Mr. Shu, how are you today? This is Benedict Cumberbatch. I just wanted to speak to you. I know you had some concerns about Mrs. Shu having dreams about me sometimes. And I wanted to let you know that when Mrs. Shu is with me, sometimes she dreams about you. Shame in your shame. Cheerio.
End of message.
Oh, I hate that guy.
6:26 a.m.
Well, she was the dancing queen, totally nude on methamphetamine.
End of message.
That's that was good.
Reference to the Florida Not Like the Rest of Us news this morning about the woman who geared down at the Waffle House early in the morning.
7:01 a.m.
Pat the Patriot was attending the Pro Bowl as the only Patriot because the Patriot players do not attend Pro Bowls. They attend Super Bowls.
End of message.
Very good. That is true. That is true. Thoughts and prayers to Pat the Patriot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I wish him a speedy recovery after he was needlessly attacked by a jealous New York Jet. That's what it all comes down to, jealousy. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back. Well, I feel like based on the text messages that we have to have some kind of a brief debrief on Tyler. Conspiracy theory Tyler.
Yes.
Because either people really were challenged by his intellectuality or they think he's an absolute crackpot.
Right.
And I'm just curious where everybody stands on that.
Many also feel that way about our current president.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, people said that about Socrates or Aristotle.
Galileo.
I believe they locked him up. He
had to drink the hemlock.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thinkers changed the world.
Yeah.
Whether they're right or they're wrong, they start a conversation.
Mm. Yes.
I'm on board. I love hearing about all that stuff and you know, challenging conventional theory and you know, do the research. That's basically what Tyler is encouraging you to do. He's providing you with some resources. Do the research. Look it up for yourself. He's not demanding that you agree with him, but based on the stuff that he's seen and studied, those are his opinions. And there are certainly plenty of forums out there where you could kind of open your mind and expand your thinking and consider different ideas.
Well, it's like anything. You got to wait till the intelligent people prove that the theory is right. I mean, there's a lot of really, really, really intelligent people and qualified people and smart people that are trying to prove the world is flat.
Yeah, right? But he wants
20 years from now, they might do it.
He wants you to be the intelligent person, LB.
No, I don't have to be the intelligent person.
We know.
Thank you for that. But again, that's it. That's just rude. It's about I can have any opinion I want. I don't have to spend 8 hours a day trying to prove the world is round so that I'm right. I got better things to do.
Here's a text that says, Tyler Laser Show. Here's a text that says crackpot. Here's a text that says he was very well spoken. I liked it. Let's see. Here's a text that says put me down for crackpot.
Dude's a smart guy.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. Here's a text wondering if Danielle was moist based on his opinions. I don't know.
No, moist is the word, but I'm certainly intrigued. I enjoyed chatting with Tyler a lot.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get up to 38 for a high today. It's looking good for this weekend for the Hill Cup down at Patriot Place and the ice at Gillette Stadium. 32 teams tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be beautiful tomorrow, and if you consider in the 30s beautiful, and what other choice do we have in the winter? And Sunday looks good, too. Patriots departing for Atlanta from Foxborough Stadium, from Gillette Stadium, whatever they decide to call it now, on Sunday. Disney is what Derek calls it.
Disney on Route 1.
So they are leaving on Sunday.
Well done, Shoe.
And you'll have an opportunity to go down there and say goodbye to them. And I will be bringing you all of the excitement from Radio Row in Atlanta beginning on Tuesday. So Tuesday morning will be the first show live from Atlanta as the Patriots get ready for the Super Bowl. Go to massmoney.com because you may have money waiting to be claimed. If you go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown, you will find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free. Now, earlier this morning, I decided that I had one team, it was actually LB's team, that was left in the Hill Cup, and we know that LB is currently recovering. He's lame. He went lame like a horse. We need somebody to come in here.
You're going
to
shoot me on Sunday.
Yes. We need to put you down. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, would you let Tyler date your daughter? I don't make any decisions about that. She's a 21-year-old person. She could date whoever she whoever she chooses.
That'd be a fun Thanksgiving. Yeah, nobody right? would ever care again about the Diet Coke incident.
I think the one funny thing about the flat and the round, you know, with the whole Earth thing, does it change your day? Will it change your life? Like the way you live your life every week, every month, every year?
Nah.
So it doesn't matter. Round or flat?
What do you mean? Well, I don't get what you're...
Why are you asking for clarifiers?
I don't get what your hot take is.
No, I'm just saying.
At the end of the day, does it make your life any different?
If we live in a world that's flat, is your day going to change today?
Mine?
Yeah, tomorrow?
No, mine would.
Next month?
But I have some intellectual curiosity. I mean, I
No, I'm not doubting that.
That wouldn't affect you at all.
I have no problem at all. Round or flat, it's not, you know, I don't
everything
know.
Everything you've been taught in life is a lie.
It's just wasted mental energy.
I mean, yes. I mean, if everything, she was saying, if everything you had been told was a lie.
Everything not just the physiology and everything, but religion, everything was a complete lie. That wouldn't change your life.
What's going to change in your world tomorrow if it's all a lie?
Still eating tacos on Tuesdays.
Mm, yep. Well, thank you.
That's true. Yeah.
Taco Tuesday. I'm going to switch to Diet Coke.
Look at how easy that was. I just agreed with them and I let it go. Uh-huh. This is it. This is my new life.
Now, here's a text that says, yes, LB, you would still sound like a dope tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Okay, point taken.
Whatever. Did you play in the NHL?
Actually, I don't have to go there. I do radio. Can you retext in and tell me what you do? What time are you going to get home after the two-hour commute when you're miserable in your car?
So I did mention that I had a team to give away, and Eric is on the Framingham Ford studio line about that. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, Hillman?
What's going on?
Well, you know, you said you might have a room for another team, and I wondered if any of the Buffalo Wings had entered.
That's a good point.
Are the Boys still playing the Wings?
I don't know if the Buffalo Wings. The Buffalo Wings was my over 30 hockey team that I was on for many years. I don't. Which Eric is this, by the way?
Not Boomer. The other Eric.
Okay.
Anderson.
I don't. Are they still playing? I don't know.
Not as the Buffalo Wings. Okay. Everybody's still around. Well, a lot of us old farts are still hanging in, lacing them up now and then. But we can definitely pull together half a dozen.
Okay. You were the correct caller, so I think you're in. So,
wow.
Hang on, because I'm going to have to get Taylor or Adam or somebody from the foundation to reach out. So just hang on and give us that information.
Cool, no problem.
All right, okay, excellent. All
right, nice blast from the past.
I know. It sounds like we better put them on early. It doesn't sound like he's going to make it till
putting
till
the band later, back
till the
together.
Later game. Putting the band back together. Oh, did you see what I tweeted at you yesterday about the Super Bowl commercial shoe?
Yes.
So it appears like, based on a tweet yesterday, that there is a Big Lebowski 2 coming.
What?
Well, they didn't say that specifically, but that's what I'm hoping for.
Don't you think that's what it is?
They could easily do one. I mean, if the Coen brothers don't do it, I don't have anything to do with it.
There's a lot of people who hear sequel and they get pissed and they get concerned, and rightly so.
Oh, yeah.
So
Meatballs 2.
Yeah. So it looks like there's going to be a Super Bowl ad based on a tweet from the dude.
The dude.
What do you have over there? You have one of your favorite lines from the film?
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Man.
And it looks like there's the ad for it is going to air during the Super Bowl. So
yeah.
I don't know. If it wasn't there, didn't the dude have a kid?
Yes. Maude Lebowski wanted to get impregnated, and much like her father, used him as just a patsy. You know, all I need is the seed.
Yeah.
And so that child would be near 30 at this point, I think.
So it was probably
because
like
that took place in 92. What was the first Iraq invasion?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so that was like 91, 92, 91?
91. 90 or 91.
So say
yes,
she had
yes.
the baby in 92.
Yeah.
And then... So, yeah.
So, it'll be like a father and son.
Is it a
dude,
son?
A Lebowski, or father-daughter Lebowski film, yes.
Now, in the sequel,
yeah,
does anyone F with the Jesus?
I'm hoping Jesus comes back.
Nobody Fs with the Jesus.
That's right.
Here's, we've done this like four times on the show over the last 20 years, but somebody says, are there ever any good sequels? And yes, there are. There are. I mean,
Wrath of Khan. Excuse me.
Right?
I mean, there are, certainly are.
Godfathers.
I think, except for three.
Yeah, except for three. But the I do think that you know, if done well, that that a sequel is worth doing. But in this particular case, that's such a classic film that it may be risky. It may be risky to undertake it.
You know who I hope comes back in the sequel?
$1,000.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just gonna go find a cash machine.
Bunny looks a little different these days.
Oh, come on. She would be amazing.
She would be.
I think that would just be a natural progression, what you mentioned there, for Bunny Lebowski.
That's a really good point, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Bunny Lebowski, and I was just at a premiere. Well, maybe I have to work on my Tara Reid impression. No, I love her. I don't wanna crap on her.
It could be. Tara Reid is at risk for a Hillman jinx at a young age.
Geez, so please, I feel bad.
Please don't.
Thanks a lot.
Please don't bring her out. It's probably going to be. It would be like a botched surgical procedure something like that if it were to happen.
She did the bun implant herself, man.
It would be like real. I'm guessing that's what would happen.
It's funny that you say botched because of the fact that she had called Ernie Botch. Remember that? She's like, we're at Botch Toyota. Botch. I'm really happy to be here at Botch Toyota.
Botch Toyota. Well, Texter, when we were talking about hockey teams, Texter was, and I appreciate it, I thanked them for this, but they were saying that the greatest men's hockey league team name ever was my team that Ernie sponsored.
Yes.
The Box Liquors team.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a liquor store.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But for a long time, those jerseys were highly sought after. Yes. The Box Liquors hockey jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of science experiments.
Yes.
Have you seen the news today about the Tom Brady hater? The student who has undertaken a science experiment to prove that Tom Brady is a cheater.
I have, and I have some issues with this because I saw some people breaking down his execution of the whole, you know, forming a hypothesis conclusion thing, and they said that his experiment was flawed.
Okay.
So I'm jumping on board with those people.
Yeah.
But this kid, he's from Lexington, Kentucky. His name is Ace Davis. And he created a science fair project to prove that Tom is a cheater. And you look at it, it looks like a poster about Deflategate. You know, they've got memes, some of the stuff about the NFL investigation, et cetera. But he did do a little science to prove that underinflated balls would give Tom Brady a competitive advantage. So he and his mom and his sister threw balls of varying different inflation levels to see if there was any effect on how easy they were to catch, et cetera, et cetera. Now, he won the science fair with this project, so he's moving on to a district.
Of course he did. Everybody hates the Patriots. Everybody at the school hates the Patriots. Of course he's going
to
win.
So he's going to what, the regionals or something?
Going to the district finals. He's also predicting that the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl 30-14. He says that Brady's going to throw three interceptions.
Of course.
Did he do any kind of experiment about overinflated balls of of Aaron Rodgers? Did he do? No, he didn't do that. Of course,
no,
he
didn't.
No, he did not.
The fact that who were they playing? Was that the Colts?
The ones that complained about him. It was the Colts. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody seems to forget the second half when they gave him the fully inflated balls and he lit the coals up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, I know you're not a stats guy, as you said earlier, but I think Tom Brady has, you could take a look, he's played better since the Deflategate. I mean, I mean, it's really.
Right, he's probably like, these are it was the underinflated balls.
Yeah. I mean.
Come on.
Roger Goodell is really taking a lot of heat over this New Orleans Saints thing. Do you think he's going to make a comment on it? Like, Ben Watson said yesterday that I think he did a thing with Peter King or something, and he said it's outrageous that He hasn't said anything about it. And they, so now you have, you know, you literally have NFL players
right.
that are stepping up and saying that. And I think that's kind of a lame move, because at some point in your career, if you've played long enough in the NFL, I assume that you have been the beneficiary of a good outcome based on a bad call.
Okay.
In addition to being the victim mm-hmm. of a bad call. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a little bit sour grapesy for a player to come out and say that Roger Goodell ought to put a team into the Super Bowl that is not currently in the Super Bowl.
I think it's the way Roger Goodell works. You know, he's already mishandled it, so now he's going to go mum on it. See if it can go away.
All right. It is 8:55 coming up. You're going to get the $1,000 hauler code word. We still have to get to LB's greatest moments of the last 2 weeks. Those are coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.